This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Well, that was a lot of fun to be able to visit with the great Larry Fitzgerald. You can hear that interview on our Sports on a Sunday Morning podcast page, and you can hear this now live. It's the Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, John Mozeliak, with us. Good morning, Mo. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
Doing great. Always great to chat with you. Well, here we are, November 17th, and the offseason is ramping up in Major League Baseball. Where do the Cardinals see all of this right now as you start to head into this free agency period? One thing that you and I have always agreed on, this is a rule that you go by. You don't talk about free agents. Of course, you understand that. But just in general, watching some of your players become free agents, you've been doing this a long time, as have I for that matter. But, you know, the emotion, having to take that out, that's hard to do as a human being. I know that you spend a lot of time around people, and these are families and people we're talking about. It's hard to say goodbye sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, kind of an awkward question because, you know, you obviously can't get in specifics of relationships and with everything going on, people that have my job, you're just not allowed to talk about that type of thing. But, you know, from a very high level, of course, you get to know people, they become your friends. And, you know, in this business, there are times where you say goodbye, maybe a little sooner than you want it to. But in the end, in this type of industry, you're always saying goodbye at some level, whether it's a player retiring, a player moving on, whether it's via trade or via free agency. So that's just kind of part of it. And that's the tough part about, you know, this job. You know, you're dealing with people and emotions. And so hopefully people end up in the places they want to. And in the end, it all works out.
Yeah, you never have the same roster from year to year. Totally understand that. You never have the same clubhouse look from year to year. You're always moving players in and out in a variety of different ways. When you look at the 2025 team, what do you want the identity to be? What are you trying to shape here as you head into this upcoming season? Knowing, of course, that you've made the public statement that you want to redevelop this player development system.
Well, I really hope the identity of this club is it's a younger, athletic, entertaining, fun to watch team. You know, you think about a lot of the names and faces on this club. There's going to be a lot of opportunity for guys to really establish themselves, and if they do it well, it could be very exciting. So, you know, that's what you're ultimately hoping to see.
Mason Wynn is one of those names who's established himself with the first full year. When you look back at Mason's progression, what do you see there? He seems to be kind of the model of what you're trying to do here with the rest of these young players.
Well, I think the thing his biggest takeaway from 2024 was he really got to understand what this league's about, how you have to always be making adjustments because teams are going to try to figure you out and they're going to be aggressive doing it. And if you have holes, they're going to expose them. And for him, you know, just to see what he was able to accomplish on both sides of the ball was exciting. And ultimately, I think that's what he's going to build on. But when you watch him and get to see him, I mean, you can see why we're so excited about him. Just uses athleticism and, you know, plays with a real high energy.
How do you see second base right now, knowing, of course, that J.J. Weatherholt, a very exciting prospect, is on the way eventually? But you seem to have a lot of options at second base if you want him. Do you like that as it stands right now?
I do. I think, you know, ultimately we do have to filter through that and decide who we want to give majority of that playing time to. But I do feel like having some flexibility going into next year is helpful.
Is Weatherholt what you thought he was going to be when you drafted him? The kid's got some serious skill.
He really does. You know, it was such a unique place for us to draft, so it was kind of fun to be in that top 10 for once. And just to watch him play this past year at the Palm Beach Club, he's actually playing a pretty good short, but obviously he'd likely have to move off that if Mason's still around. But I think, like, the offensive side of him, he's just a pure hitter, and he's one of those kind of guys that can use the whole field and has a quiet power. So it's he's a talent.
Yeah, you and I have talked about how we watched the playoffs, and these teams were moving runners. You know, they're making contact. They're putting the ball in play. That seems like a recipe for success. Well, at the same time, you do want some power in your lineup. So there has to be a bit of a balance there, doesn't it? How do you see that, Mo? Kind of how the philosophy of putting offense out there has changed through the years?
Well, I definitely feel like in the last, 15 to 20 years, there's been such an emphasis on slug. But I do feel like the game where you have speed being brought back into it, stolen bases, and even, the sacrifice bunt, you're seeing a little bit more than you have in recent years. So, having a team that can score runs in multiple ways is probably your greatest asset. So having that balance between some guys that can hit the ball in the ballpark, but then guys that can hit doubles and get put ball in play, I think, is something that, from a fan standpoint, is just fun to watch.
You do have some athleticism and excitement, as you talked about some of your philosophy there and identity of the team. In your outfield, Lars Nootbaar, of course, fits that. Michael Ciani fits that. I think Jordan Walker, we've talked about him a ton, what he has kind of in his arsenal that could get unlocked. I'm curious your thoughts on Victor Scott and what his season was like from your perspective. You know, started out, had to scramble and make this team after Dylan Carlson gets hurt. And then how did you see the season flow for him?
Well, I definitely felt like it was not a great offensive year for him. I felt like he just didn't get the opportunities that you may have hoped for. But I do feel like, from a defensive standpoint, he has a chance to be an elite defender, and I do think he is evolving as an offensive player. So really it comes down to just being a little patient, knowing that he's going to have to continue to grow as a player. And I hope this past year with the up and down really doesn't set him back. I know he's down in Jupiter right now working on some things, and that part, I think, is really great for his development.
Fun player for sure. Another player I wanted to ask you about, that, when I mentioned Wilson Contreras last week, you said we will find some time for Burley. There's an outfielder right there who can also play multiple positions in DH, of course. Alec Burleson, how do you view his 2024 and how that went? And what do you see for him moving forward?
Well, I definitely felt like he emerged as an offensive player. I think the big thing for him is going to be just, really understanding his strike zone. He's one of those guys almost that has that philosophy, thou shalt not let a ball pass him, meaning, he swings a lot. And his in-zone, out-of-zone swing rate's really high. It's something that I think if he really wants to become that elite hitter, that's what he's going to have to focus on. The one good thing about him is he is that rare combination of a guy that can put the ball in play and also hit the ball in the ballpark. So, I think there's a lot of upside for him, and it's exciting to watch.
I do feel like you all challenged him to, in his athleticism, be better. Was it breaking on a ball in the outfield, being a better defensive player? How did he react to that, do you think, defensively?
I think that type of player, you're hoping that you can get to you're sort of that average level. Maybe the other way to think about it is like, just don't compound mistakes. And for him, he does give you flexibility because you can play on the dirt or you can play out in the outfield. But, you know, I think ultimately that bat's going to be his carrying card.
And then looking at this rotation, I'm assuming because he's under contract, you've got Sonny Gray, you've got Miles Michaelis, you got Steven Matz, you got, of course, Eric Fetty, Andre Pallante. Michael McGreevy was impressive last year. Where do you see him, and what is in front of him in terms of competing for a role on your big league club?
Well, I definitely think he's going to come to camp to compete. I look at him and I think of the success he had in limited exposure at the major leagues, but I really believe that he's someone that should be on our roster come 2025, and, you know, the role is still TBD.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It is TBD, of course, this entire offseason. It has been an interesting ride so far. What is next for you, Mo, as you continue to shape this front office? How does that look as you start to move into the winter meetings, of course, which are, what, 3 weeks away now, even less than that?
Yeah, these are busy times right now, and it's not like our normal type of busy in the sense of, you know, very aggressive, chasing free agents and that type of thing, but still a lot of communication going on with different teams, potentially looking at what trades might look like. But net, it really just sets everything up for winter meetings. So next couple of weeks, we'll just keep trying to explore all those options. And then ultimately, when we get down to Dallas, we should probably have a pretty good idea of what we think the offseason is going to look like.
Always enjoy picking your brain on these Sunday mornings. And thank you for the time. Have a great rest of your day.
All right, you too, Tony.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com